What happens when fossil fuels run out? And how do rural communities reinvent themselves as natural resources are depleted? These are the big questions being asked right now by Tom Hansel and Patricia Beaver of Appalachian State University, and they are looking to former mining regions in South Wales to learn more and to support communities asking the same questions here in the coalfields of central Appalachia. According to Hansel, the similarities between the two regions are striking.
The first parallel is the landscape. The Wales is mountainous. There's tight valleys, a lot like the hollers in eastern Kentucky and in southern West Virginia. There's also a strong union history there, and the transition from more of a pastoral or agricultural economy to an industrial economy happened just as dramatically in Wales as it did in Appalachia.
And the rapid decline of coal industry jobs is tragically similar in both regions as well. The mines in Wales shut down almost entirely in the 1980s, and more than 85,000 miners lost their jobs. In Appalachia, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, over 70,000 mining jobs were lost between 1980 and 2000, and the administration further projects that Appalachian coal production will be cut in half this decade. Hansel has done extensive research and interviews for his upcoming documentary film, After Coal, in the South Wales communities hardest hit by the mine closures.
And from talking to them and reading their accounts, it sounds like things felt apocalyptic and that people really were questioning what sort of future they had.
Dr. Howell Francis is the Labour Party Member of Parliament for Aberavon, Wales, and has been a longtime collaborator on the After Coal project. And as he recalls the decade of the layoffs...
Everyone, somehow or other, in Wales feels as if they have their roots in coal. It was foolish of us to think at the end of the 85 strike that it was the end of the world. It was an opportunity for a new beginning.
And of course, what we've seen since then through the 1990s and the 2000s, that Welsh communities have regrouped. They have survived. They've gone through some tough times. But the first thing they did was did a lot of environmental reclamation. Cleaning up acid mine drainage, mine waste piles, all those sorts of things was kind of the foundation. And then the second thing that they did was invested in education. And then the third thing that they've done is looked at a variety of forms of renewable energy. One huge difference in the mines in Wales with the mines in Appalachia is that they were government-owned. They were nationalized. So when the mines were shut down, the government provided severance funds to the miners that helped with economic transition. And in a lot of cases, the government turned over coal mining facilities, offices even, to community groups.
One example of this is the Dove Workshop, an adult education center located in the offices of a former strip mine. Still going strong today, the center was founded by miners' wives and works in collaboration with the Welsh University system. Dove coordinator Leslie Smith.
When Dove was established, it was very much in the style of a lifelong learning center, but we came to recognize that the work that we were doing was helping the economy, helping to regenerate a community. It's not always about making a lot of money for one person, but it's about making a living, which is a completely different thing, I think, you know. People say to me all the time, you know, yeah, but what's in the Dyluniau Valley? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's a sort of community here.
If the going gets tough, we all get together. And I think it was proved during the miners' strike. We've got a lot to show. And a lot to be proud of. Not to forget our roots, our mining, where we've all come from, but build on that.
Leslie Smith and Julie Bibby of the Dove Workshop. For more information about Tom Hansel's project and to join the conversation on the economic transition from coal happening here in the mountains of eastern Kentucky, you can visit www.aftercoal.com. Reporting for WUKY and WMMT, I'm Sylvia Ryerson in Whitesburg.